Okay, Daf Lamed Tes, Amud Aleph, the top of the Mishnah. Sugya of Mara. The Eilu Yorko Shadim Yotze Bohem Yechai Vosu Pesach. The following are the vegetables of the person. Is Yotze Yechai Vosu Pesach. The Chazeres. Chazeres lettuce. For some reason, the article, I was reading the article says that we use today romaine lettuce. But the truth is, Chazeres really means any lettuce. For whatever reason, we use romaine lettuce because romaine lettuce has some degree of bitterness. Regular lettuce that we know of today is sweet. There's no time of bitterness. Regular lettuce. Iceberg lettuce, right. So we taco, many people do use regular lettuce because that's the posh pshat of chazeres. However, for whatever reason, it became the minute to use by some, not by all, to use romaine lettuce.
What's this thing called mara?
What is mara? We don't know. That's the whole question. That's the big dilemma. The Torah says mara, and the shayel is what was called mara b'shas matan Torah. When the Torah was given, there were certain things that were called mara. Five things. That's the issue. Or more things. That's the whole daf. It's a very broad term. The word mara is not a specific vegetable. It's something which is bitter. And at the time of Matan Torah, there were certain things that were recognized as being in the category of mara. Now, of course, today that changed. Today, you walk into the supermarket, you say to the guy behind the counter, "One mara," and he look at you like, "What are you talking about?" Well, you're talking to a guy, of course. So, Shaila is, by Matan Torah, what exactly did it mean to expand the scope of what it can be used today, time of the Gemara, time of Chazal? It's not clear. It's a very big problem. But the one thing we have in Masorah. The Masorah is these five. That is certainly part of the Masorah that it includes these five things. What these five things are, there's another level of difficulty in understanding how to understand the Masorah. All right, whatever. Let's see. Let's do the best that we can. We have Chazeres, and what's important is the order is important. The Rishonim say whatever is listed first has Kedima. Which is also
if it's available.
So it's also very interesting because manavshach, if it's mara, it's mara. Why is one better than the other? So it's all part of halacha l'mashma Sinai.
And it has to be available now.
Of course. Yeah.
See, people who use endives.
Yeah.
Have a big problem.
Why?
Endives are grown on water. They're not grown on soil.
So it's not, you don't make the Bar-Priya Dam on an endive?
Not a Bar-Priya Dam on endives.
Halacha. So maybe you don't need to be halacha Bar-Priya Dam.
Halachically, it has to be Bar-Priya Dam.
Where do we know that from? Okay, let's see the daf. I don't know the sugi well enough. I don't know. Let's see the daf. Okay. Sechazeres is lettuce. Tamcha. Tamcha is horseradish. That's only one shot. There are many perushim for tamcha. But one shot of tamcha is everything here is subject to debate. Uvichar chavina. Char chavina, it's not clear that we really know what this is. Okay, char chavina, we're going to have some words in Rashi. The following the art school, maybe you can even tell me what these words are. Char chavina. Okay, next. Lamites. Yeah, lamites. Today's lamites. Uvimora, and item number five, I'm sorry, Uvulshin is endives. Okay, endives, that's what we call endives. And by the way, everything is subject to debate. Because who says tamcha is horseradish? Who says ulshin is endives? Everything here is subject to debate. This is the commonly accepted halacha lemaisa. Chazeres is lettuce, tamcha is horseradish,
charchavim. Endives in the last 30 years
yeah.
are hydroponically grown. They're grown on water.
Okay, and what about before 30 years ago?
They had them grown in soil.
Oh, so you make a Bar-Priya Dam. But not hydroponics. Hydroponics make a shahako. You make even on wheat, hydroponic wheat, you make a shahako. It's not like the poiskim. Some hold you make on hydroponic things, you make a Bar-Priya Dam, or you make a whatever. It's not like the poiskim. Okay, I don't know, let's go by it. Uvi Ulshner endives, Uvi Mara. What is Mara? Mara is a very big shiloh. What is mara? Mara means bitter herbs. It's not clear. We'll see in the Gemara. These things are not clear. Let's see. And by the way, in this list, what comes fourth? Ulshin is fourth. Ulshin comes after charchavina. Okay, let's see. Yaitz and Mechem, Yaitz, you can be Yaitz, Bein Lachem and Yevashim, whether they are moist. It doesn't say, the Gemara doesn't say, the Gemara doesn't explain. Let's see. Yaitz and Mechem, Bein Lachem and Yevashim, Yaitz, where they're moist, where they're dry. It doesn't make a difference whether they're moist or they're dry. You can be Yaitz in these things, and we're going to, this refers to the leaves. The leaves, you want to be, there are two different parts of the vegetable. There are the leaves and the stem. So here it says, Bein lachem and yevashim, whether it's moist, whether it's dry, avaloi kivushim, you're not going to be yetzu with more, that's kivushin, that's pickled, pickled in vinegar. Avaloi shalukin, if the mar has been cooked for a prolonged period of time to the degree where they dissolve, it's no longer mamashis, it's dissolved. Correct. Avaloi mevushalim, even cooked. If you cook it, also cook is not as bad as shalukin. Cooking is just softening it. So your chiddush is say kavush mevushalim kol shchein shalukin. I don't know. There must be some chiddush.
It must be a halachic difference.
There must be, yeah. Because l'chor one, because to reach shalukin, you have to go l'chor to the process of bishul. Bishul shalukin comes when you continue the bishul, you come to a matzah of shalak. Okay, I don't know. Let's see. Umitztav on the kazayis. Now let's see how over here in these types of moro you only have a chatzai, a chatzayis of chazeres and a chatzayis of tamcha, so you can combine two chatzayis with different smoke to make a shir kazayis. The yes and the kelach shulchan. Now only can you use the leaves, you can use the stalk. Period. Okay, so you can use the leaves and the stalk. Now the stalk only is when it's moist. That the Gemara is going to discuss. When it says the meaning of the Mishnah, Bein Lachem Bein Yevashim, that's referring to the leaves. The stalk is a separate zach. Well, the Gemara will explain. So I just keep that in mind. Because the Mishnah begins by telling us Bein Lachem Bein Yevashim, and then it says the kelach stalk. Okay, so we have to know if that refers to stalk as well. Let's go by it. Uvdemai. You can use vegetables that is a suffix of the Amar, it's mafresh meiser. With meiser rishon shnidla tumasa, you can be yetz with meiser rishon. You can use meiser rishon shnidla tumasa, which truma was separated. Meaning meiser rishon, right? Meiser rishon, but the chiddush is with the meiser shnidla tumasa. But the Truma Gedoyla was not taken. Like we had in the previous Mishnah. Same like in the previous Mishnah, it's a problem. You have Maiser Rishon, Shnidla Chumasoi, but you do not separate Truma Gedoyla. So the Chiddush is, even though you do not separate Truma Gedoyla, it's okay. With Maiser Sheni Vedashaniftu, and Maiser Sheni, and Hegdish, that will redeem, but not Kehalacha. Was not redeemed the proper way. It was not redeemed the full value. It was only redeemed partially. Like the previous Mishnah, it's also good. It's also good. Okay, the Gemara explains everything in much more detail. Chazeres. What is chazeres? Chosa. Chazeres is lettuce. Ulshin. What's ulshin? Hindave, which we assume to refer to as endives. Okay. Tamcha. What's tamcha? It's called tamchasa, which we translate as horseradish. Okay, not everyone agrees that these are the correct translations, but that's how we're going to assume. Yes, yes, the white, the horse, the real, the white, that white, the mamish, the root. Tamchasa shema.
This is the order that.
What?
The first one is the best.
Right. The order in the Mishnah, the order that.
Lettuce, right?
Yeah, no, Chazeres is the best. Chazeres is the first.
Oh, lettuce
is the best.
What type of lettuce?
Oh, so that we discussed before you came. So it's machlokes apayiskim. Some say iceberg lettuce, or Moshe, iceberg lettuce,
mamish,
any lettuce.
Yeah.
Mamish, any lettuce. And some say no. When it says lettuce, it has to have a slight bitter taste,
that's
which
nice
means
lettuce.
Romaine lettuce. Romaine lettuce.
Does it or doesn't necessarily?
Oh, so the Gemara is going
to
say.
Does it have to be bitter or not?
Not a b'shas ma'isa. When you're eating it, though, it means that if you let this thing grow, it would turn bitter. So even iceberg lettuce, l'chayra, if you let it go for a very long period of time, it would turn bitter.
If you eat the core of a head of lettuce.
Of a regular iceberg lettuce.
Regular lettuce,
it's bitter. Okay, so that's what it means. So use lettuce. So that's the first item on the list. So why do you have people who don't eat lettuce? They eat horseradish. Bugs. They're not so happy with lettuce. They're afraid of the bugs. They don't trust.
But they didn't have lettuce.
Oh, they have a tradition of Masorah from the Zayda. They didn't have lettuce, so they ate there from the Zayda.
People come from Czechoslovakia, don't eat tomatoes and Pesach.
Why? Because they didn't have.
Tomatoes didn't come out until after Shulz.
Until then,
they didn't grow.
Right, okay. So different traditions, okay, fine. But these are the basic translations. Next, Char Chavina, what is that? Amar Rebbe Shimon Lakish, Atzvosa D'dikla, Bast. This is palm stuff which grows around the outside, or not the outside, under the bark. It's not clear what it is. The different opinions of what this is. I don't know what it is exactly. It's Siv HaGodel V'nichrach Sav L'dekel, near the dekel. Siv normally means bast. Bast is what grows inside, between the bark and the wood. That's not exactly what it says in Rashi. It's Siv HaGodel V'nichrach Saviv L'dekel. So it's something else. Okay, it's not mamish, what we call, what?
The vine of the palm tree.
The vine. Okay, I don't think we really know what it is. It's not klum. Maybe you go, your botanist will tell you what it is. Atzvasa dikla. I never heard someone using atzvasa the dikla for marar. I've never heard of this. Maybe, who knows? I don't know. Over marar, what is marar? Miri rasa. Bitter herbs. Bashid in Rashi, miri rasa. Mihi puprits. Know what that is? I don't know what this is.
Everybody.
Okay, whatever it is. Don't ask me. Okay, right. Tony Bar Kapara. Yeah, let me just. The air conditioner is blowing on.
Me too.
So you cold in the back? It hurts you? It bothers you?
My age.
What? Oh, here's better. What? Maybe move over.
No, I
don't get a cold. I don't want to get a cold.
Yeah.
What I need it for?
It's very. Maybe move the vent.
It's powerful air conditioner. On a regular day, this can do the whole job downstairs, no?
I don't know.
No? You need this also? This is good.
During davening?
During davening, yeah? Possible.
Chapters.
Okay. This is pretty good. Yeah? It's pretty star. It's more powerful than this?
No?
Same?
No, that one's more powerful.
Okay, I got it.
It's not so bad, this. Not so bad. These are becoming very popular, no? Get the water, you have to bucket the water.
It's gonna be that.
Okay.
What?
That chair has crumbs of plaster on it.
No, they see now, it should be better now.
Okay, let's go by it. Okay. So we have over here. Okay, now we go to Tony. Tony back up. Okay, Tony back up. Eli Rokos, the following price. Eli Rokos, the following vegetable. Shalom Yitzchak Ben Dechavos of Pesach. Ba'ulshin. Okay, now he has different order. Very big nafkaminuk. In his order, Ulshin is number one. Endives. That's the first item on the list.
Right.
Next of the Tamcha, number two is horseradish. Bechar Chalin, we do not know what that is. Bechar Chavivin, we do not know what that is. Uve Chazorin, Chazorin is Chazeres. That's the same as Chazeres, which means lettuce. Says, according to this version, look at that, lettuce is the last item in the list. Right, Abhudu Amar, Af Ulshe Sade. Ulshe Sade, now Ulshe means Ulshin. There are different types of Ulshin. There's Ulshe Sade, the Ulshe Gina, and the Chazeres. So the Merzikasha, what's he coming to be Moisev? We already know this. Ulshe Gina, the Chazeres, Chotanile, the second two. Well, you mentioned you want to go tell me Ulshe Sade, and dives of the field. That was not yet listed in the Brisa. But Ulshegina, Stam Ulshin, Stam and Dimes are Ulshegina. So that already was learned, taught above, and also as far as Chazeres, that was taught above already. So Gemara Sakasha, Ulshegina, the Chazeres, Hatani the Loha, Hatani the Resha. We already learned this above. The Gemara says, Nachanan Hachikama, this means to go say, Af Ulshe Sode Ku Ulshegina. What he meant to say was, Ulshe Sode have the same standards as Ulshegina, the Chazeres, and it's like Chazeres. Ulshe Sode is equal in stature for your mitzvah, ki ilu you're eating Ulshen and Chazeres. So what he appears to say is that the Olam, the Welt, Znoig, in his time, these are the two hot items for Mara, Ulshen and Chazeres.
Which also?
Ulshagina. Ulshagina was very popular. You go to the store in his time, you go to the store, they were selling Ulshagina and Chazeres. He says, Rabbi Sai, if they're ripping you off from the stores for Morar, they can't afford it. So don't, you know what? Go buy the, I'll tell you a secret. Go buy Ulshe Sode. Because Ulshe Sode is just as kosher as what's popular in the store as Ulshagina and Chazeres. Okay, that's what he wanted to go say. And Mel, what is he saying? He's saying a Chiddush that Ulshen is Ulshen. A Shem Levoy, an accompanying name, doesn't change the status of the Din Mora. Once, by Matan, this goes back to the Sulayis when we started off, by Matan Torah, there were certain things that were called Morar. And those things are all-encompassing. Even if it has a Shem Levoy, it still has a Shem Mar. Vaita. Rabbi Meir, these things, I have no idea what they are. By Meir, Meir says, off four things. Asvos, number one. The Tura, number two. Umar Yir Rovar, three. Umar, three. And Yir Roar, four. Along comes only Rasi, no, it's not four, it's really two. Asvas, Vitura, Echotu, they're the same exact thing, they have different names. Umar, guess what? Zehu, Yir Roar, that's the same thing as Yira. So therefore, it's not really four things, it's really two things. Do we know what they are? I do not believe so. Okay, I do not believe we know what these things are. Rashi says here, these are Mine Yirokos, are types of vegetables. Okay, so maybe we'll be shocked one day to learn what these things are. They're also kosher for more. Right. Tony, Rabbi Shmuel, Eli, here he goes. The chazeres, lettuce. The ulshin, endives. Uvi tamcha, horseradish. Uvi char, vinin, which we do not know. Uvi char, ginin, we do not know. Uvehar dufnin, a new one, okay? A new item on the list. Okay, now what is that? What does Rashi say? What is that? Rashi does not tell us, he does. Yesh mefarshim, some say means uli shna. He has some hard English words here, which I don't even know what they are. It's not going to make a difference. Okay, another type of exotic vegetable. Okay. Rabbi Yehuda, maybe this says, af chazeres, yoylin, the chazeres galin. Okay, another two types of chazeres. Galin, Rash Galin, Shem Levoihi. Okay, I don't know what these are. Different types of, there were certain types of varieties of...
What is Levoihi? Vegetable?
No, Shem Levoihi. Shem Levoihi, an accompanying name. Like to add on, to add on.
Levoihi.
That's right, to accompany, to add on.
Follow.
So, Rabbi Yehuda Me'av Chazeres Yoylin V'Chazeres Galin. Okay, whatever, basically what he's trying to say is that when, as long as you have lettuce, even if it's a variety of lettuce, this iceberg lettuce, you probably know all the different varieties. What are all the varieties of lettuce?
I don't know.
He's bucking all worldly matters.
Panda, pomegranate, gold birds, those are the lettuce.
And moishes. Okay, so all the varieties of lettuce are all good. Kiyotze b'chem, Rabbi Loi Oimer, Mishum Belozer, Af Arkabalim, Arkabalim. What's that? I don't know. Some other type of exotic. Rashi says, Beforish Mishum Berik Sheni, the Ervin, Atzvah. So he says, this is Zelbazach has that palm, that vine of the palm. Somewhere, that vine of the palm which grows around the palm tree, Atzvasa Charzisa. He sieved God of the Ovel, Min La'atzmehu. Another type of bass which grows around some type of tree. However, Rabbi Loi said this name, Rabbi Lazar, the famous Rabbi Lazar, the Rebbe, he asked all the Talmidim, the Chazarti Al Kol Talmidav, I went to look, I asked all of my friends, all the Talmidim, Rabbi Eliezer, if they remember Rabbi Eliezer, Sunday Kim Yaitzi, the Chavasai, or this thing called Arkebalim, with the Kashli Chaver, Vloy Motsasi. I could not find a Talmid of Rabbi Eliezer that agreed with me, remembered Rabbi Eliezer telling us that you can use this also for the Mora. However, Uchishabasi, Lefnei Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, when I came before Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, he was a Talmud Rabbi Eliezer, Hoidu Lidvarai, he admitted, he told me, ah, yes, I do remember that you can use this as well for Mora Vaita. Nusug, another opinion. Rabbi Huda, Amir Rida says, Kol Sheish Lai Sraf. any vegetable which has a white, milky substance,
sap.
When you cut it, sap. So it doesn't mean here mamash sap, because sap is really something very sticky and dark.
Right.
But here it means a vegetable, the equivalent of sap in a tree by a vegetable. When you cut this off the tree, this white substance, milky substance, is emitted here. It's a white, liquidy substance which oozes out from the vegetable. When you cut it, that's also valid for any vegetable which has the substance. Automatically means it's bitter and it's called, it's valid for mara. Rabbi Yochanan kol sheyesh l'sraf period. Rabbi Yochanan Berik Omer kol shaponav machsifin. Another condition: if its face, the color of the vegetable, turns white. Okay, it's not exactly clear what that means. Rashi, eina yorok me'oid kikarti ela paldosh. It's not green. Okay, if it's not greenish, doesn't have a very, very strong green color, it has a lightish green color, that's what it means over here, Shapon of Machsif, and its complexion is white. It's whitish relative to a very deep dark green that is seen by Karti, leek, that is automatically valid for Mara. Achedim Oimrim, Achedim says you need both. You need both conditions. Kol yarok mar. Every vegetable that is bitter automatically has these two conditions, these two characteristics. It has a white sap that oozes when you cut it, and also has a whitish complex called yarok mar. Yesh le sudaf upon the machsifin.
Leek
is no good because leek is too green. Does not part of machsifin.
But as you go in on the layers, it gets lighter and lighter.
It seems to say that it's not enough. It seems to say that leek is not good. I don't know. I don't know the details. I don't know. I'm not familiar with all of these pratim. Vayta Om, Rabbi Yochanan Bechon, and says, from all of the opinions, we learn the following inside Yarak Mar, Yesh, Lo, Sraf, Pon, Machsif, from everyone we can learn together, that a bitter vegetable has Sraf, that's the common denominator, and the Pon, Machsif, and its complexion is lightish relative to leek, and therefore they're kosher to be used for Mara. Om, Rav, Huno, Halach, Achem, we pass like Achem, any vegetable that has these characteristics is kosher for Mara. That's nichlal in the last min of Mara Mirarisa that's mentioned in the Mishnah. Fighter. Story. Ravina Ashkechel Rav Achabred Rav of the Havim Mahadir Ri Rasa. He was searching for the fifth item in the Mishnah. What's the fifth item in the Mishnah? That's what it says. Mara. Mara is what we called Am, and the Gemara defined what is Mara. Mara, the Gemara said, is Am Ririsa. He was searching for a bitter herb, something which was bitter, which I guess means has that white sap, and has the white sap and has that whitish complexion. Amulei my daitech. Why are you searching the store, the avenue to find a bitter vegetable? My daitech, because it's a hider. You want to be mahadin marar din rearing because it's very bitter. Say it's very bitter. Via chazeres, but it says in the Mishnah chazeres. The first item on the list is lettuce, and that should be good enough. Vatanan and v'tandir Shmuel chazeres. Shmuel in his list of items he also listed chazeres. Via Rabbi Yeshaya mitzvah bechazeres. Rabbi Yeshaya also said that it's ideal to use chazeres. Via Marava my chazeres chosel lettuce. And my chosa, what is chosa? What's the meaning? Why is chosa? What's the drasha? To chos rachmona ilovon, Hashem had pity upon us. The Amar Rabbi Shmuel bar Rabbi Nachmani, Amar Biyon, said, "Lam nimshul mitzrayim kimara." Why were the Egyptians? Why is Mitzrayim came compared to Marar? Loy malucha ma marar zesh etchilas irach. Just like Marar, it starts off sweet. Soft, the soifei kosher, af Mitzrayim tchilas and racha. When we went down to Egypt, it started out pleasant. They did not yet put upon us avodah kosher, bitter labor, hard labor. The soifei kosher only became bitter at a very later point in time. So therefore, we told them, you're making a big mistake. You think that it's a hider to use vegetables which are bitter. It's not a hider. You don't need to use a vegetable that is bitter. You can use a vegetable that is sweet, that will turn bitter. Number one, because that's the first item on the list. Number two, Moror Chosa is has a Maila. It alludes to the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had compassion upon us.
Right.
And number three, lettuce is sweet in the beginning and turns bitter at the end. That's exactly what happened in Egypt.
Right.
It was sweet in the beginning and bitter at the end. And therefore, if you use lettuce, you have alamilus. Iceberg lettuce or romaine lettuce, alamilus. It's called the first item in the list. It's called chosa to allude to the fact that Hashem had compassion upon us. And it's like Mitzrayim, it was sweet in the beginning and bitter at the end. The only chasaron it might have is it might have some bugs. So get yourself a good light box and get a good heksher and pay a few extra dollars and you have prepackaged, you know, vacuum sealed.
Right.
Even though there's a lot of scandals, a lot of the vacuum sealed prepackaged lettuce does have bugs.
Yeah.
You have to be very careful.
You're supposed to wash them also, yeah.
You have to be careful. You have to check yourself.
Yeah, yeah.
You have to check yourself.
What it means, you don't have the bugs.
So you have to check yourself.
Very, very tough.
But Chosa has alamilus. Alamilus. Omolei Hajibi, so he said to him,
very good.
Hajibi Ayaf Harata. I'm no longer going to go search the avenue for bitter herbs. From now on, I'm going to look for lettuce. Lettuce. Chosa. Alamilus. Right. How do you know that yarok is a yarek, a vegetable? Like what you say, right? The Gemara is a yarek. Everything the Gemara appears to say from between the lines, the Kamadam of all five things listed in the Mishnah are vegetables. How do you know that yarok is a vegetable? Maybe the gall of a fish. Now the gall, what is a gall? I don't know, some part of the fish, a bitter part of the fish. There's some part of the fish, I don't know what it is, some organ.
It's like the gallbladder in a human being.
The gallbladder, yeah.
Very bitter
organ. Okay, so maybe it's the gall of the fish. It's bitter. Who told us it has to be a product of the earth? Maybe it's a product of the sea. So the answer is dumi de matzah. Al matzah is umerorim yochluhu. We compare moror to matzah. Matzah is a product of the earth. So too, the more must be a product of the matzah. My matzah gidul the karka. Av moror gidul the karka. V'yema hirdoif. Maybe it's hirdoif. Hirdoif is a product of the earth, but hirdoif is poison. It's animal poison. I'm sorry. It's a piece of wood. Rashi. Hirdoif is eitz. Shehimdik is a piece of wood which Moshe Rabbeinu used to sweeten the bitter waters of Marah. It was a neis b'soich neis. The waters were bitter, and the wood was bitter, and two bitter things together came, made something sweet. So maybe we should take wood, and we should grind it up. We'll eat a little wood. You won't die from eating a shtickle piece of wood. You'll grind it up. You'll make it into powder. The world won't come to an end. What are these, all these herbs anyway today? They sell all these crazy herbs, right? It's a multi-billion dollar business going to these health food stores, right? They have all the old wood ground up into powder.
Leaves.
So leaves and who knows what.
Yeah.
So what's the big deal? So we'll go and we'll have wood ground up and diluted into powder.
You know why two bitter things make it sweet?
Why?
Why?
Because there's a mathematical thing that opposites attract.
Okay.
Yeah.
Positive and a negative and a magnet attract each other.
Therefore?
Two positives repel each other.
Right.
So the two...
Bitterness. The bitter qualities will repel the bitterness and make it sweet. But Chazal say it's called a nes b'seich nes. Chazal still call it a miracle.
Yeah.
So you're saying if a Tai Chi nes is part of the teva of nature, in Echadam, it's a very interesting, deep concept. Okay, so the Gemara says, Eima here, you have a piece of wood. The Gemara says, no, Dumi de Matz, Ma Matz, and in Zeroyim, it's a seed. It's something which grows from a seed. Wood is not a seed. Wood is not from a seed. My matzah min zroim, af moror min zroim. Has to be a seed. V'yemo har zifoy. Har zifoy is a seed. Okay, it's a plant. It's a seed in a plant. This thing is not called a seed. But let's say it's har zifoy. Har zifoy is a seed. But har zifoy is poisonous for animals. Rashi, har zifoy min zera. V'sam hamoves l'behemahu. So why don't we go use our zifus? So the Gemara gives nachem al dumi the matzah. Now here we have a new yisa. What do we do the matzah? My matzah shnikachas bekesef meiser. Matzah is grain. You can take meiser sheni money and you can purchase meiser grain with meiser sheni. Af moror, you need an item which theoretically you can use. You can buy. If you would want to, you can use meiser money to purchase. Af moror shnikachas bekesef meiser. And why? And then harzifa you cannot. Why not? Because it says in the pasuk, look at Rashi, harzifa. It's three law, four lines. It gets wide. Ain't a nikach b'kesef ma'aser. There ain't a pre machel. It's not a fruit. It's not a zera, but it's not called a fruit.
What is it then?
Vanan uchla beina and dumya diyayin v'sheichar bakar v'tsungil sivn asadah kesef b'cholasher tavin afshecha. So it's taka zera. It's a seed, but it's not in our vernacular called a food. The male it's not fit for. It's not fit for ma'aser sheni. The male it's not comparable to matzah. That's the yisur. A beautiful yisur take away from the Gemara. Al matzois umerorim yochluhu. We compare moror to matzah. Matzah has the characteristic that it's a minzera. It's a seed. It's gedule karka. It's a minzera, and it's a pre. What do you mean a pre? After the kachla, you can be nasata kesef yotcha. You can purchase ma'aser sheni product with
ma'aser sheni money.
You can purchase grain. So tomorrow must have those qualities. It must be gedule karka, not gedule yam. It must be a minzera, and it must be something which is called a food, which you can use ma'aser sheni money for. Or to purchase this type of food. Good, vital. Nice, you saw it, take away from Daf Lamites. Torah says Morar, the Mishnah enumerates five items. And along came this long list of Amoraim, they give six, seven, more, Shem Levi, they go off in tangents, all different types of vegetables. Who says? The Torah says moror. Moror means one item. Who gave you the right to say it means so many things? No. Al matzahs umirorim. So we make a drasha. Mirorim is plural, more than one. Mirorim ksev, period. Vema mirorim trei. Maybe Enoch Nami said the limit is two. Two. And if that's the only two things Torah allowed from moror, you figured out what they are. Nothing more than that. Then moror is dumi de matzah. Ma matzah minim habe. Just like matzah grain. And we learned there are five types of grain. Not really five types of grain, that's not so posh. Right? This is a tremendous chiddush, because really we learned grain. Remember the gudaf? It was really wheat and barley. And the oats, spelt, and rye, we really learned are really cousins. They're really derivatives. They're really only two meaning. There's only wheat and barley. And those other varieties, they're just subcategories of wheat and barley.
Tolls.
But yet the Gemara seems to say no. Even though it's taka true, they're told us of wheat and barley,
right.
They're choshev in their own right. They're called the min b'fnei atzmai to some degree. Once you have five, kevan the ifli gifli, once you already go past the barrier, once you broke the speed, the sound of light, or the speed of light, the speed, that's it. That's it. You're free to do whatever you want. So once you've already gone past two, if you've gone to five, you can go as far as you want. Divide it. Ma matzah minim habe, af mora minim habe. Omar rabba, babar chuno, omar rav, yirokois. That's very dangerous over there. I noticed that those kennels are all the way up on top. It's not a really very good idea. You think so?
Why?
What? After Marav. But it's very, because it gets very hot. Be surprised. The guy turns on the kennel too high. You know, it's very easy to, you turn the knob a little bit more, then there's a very big fire. Those two candles. What? I don't know. I don't think it's a good idea. We should keep it on there. What? I don't think leave it on at night, Friday night. You never know. The whole shul is wood. Everything here is wood. It's not. It's not such a good
one.
Not yet. The next renovation.
I don't think it's such a good idea to keep those lights on. Let me tell the rabbi. Okay, so turn it off. But I don't think they should leave it altogether. It's right. It's not a good place to leave it.
You can put upstairs. What's the big deal?
Just turn it off. What do you need it for? What do you need it for altogether? The lights are out.
It's
no good, right? It's no good. No good. No good. Weiter. Omar weiter. Af mo. Okay. Omar weiter. Af. So the most. Weiter. Omar Rav Omar Chun Omar. Yirak Hashem Chacham Mishanu Yitzvam Deicha Vazu Pesach Chulam Gun Kulo Mizram Beberuga Achas. New Yichidish. You put him in one row. Meaning. While in them, the vegetables, which Chazal said that you can use Yidei Chavos Pesach, that the Gemara does not really know what this means. Okay, the Gemara does not know what this means. The Gemara seems to say that they're all the same. They all didn't have me. They're all from the same category, meaning they're all the same. They're all the same. There's no din kelayim. Normally, now to plant together two different types of seed within the same area. Because of the yonik from each other, no problem. Yirakos the vegetable. Sha'omrim chacham. Sha'adam yotzeim dechavos apesach. Kulam nizram be'arugachas. They can only plant in one garden patch. Lememra the less mukhlayim, less mishum kalayim can't be. But mosiv rova chazeres. I'll show you there is kalayim. Here we go. Chazeres and chazeres galen. Chazeres lettuce. And the variety called the galen chazeres, no problem. That is not called kelayim. Ulshin, kama, ulshin, endives. The ulshin sode, and the ulshin from the field, no problem. That's not called kelayim. Krishin, leek. The krisha sode, the variety, the field variety, that's okay. Kuspar. Kuspar is what? It's a familiar word. Kuspar is coriander, one of the arts, whatever it is. Kuspar, the kuspar soda. Kuspar, what is kuspar? Kuspar, whatever. Whatever it is. Kuspar and kuspar soda is not called kelayim. Chardel mustard, the chardel mitzri, is not called kelayim. With the last hamitzri, vehar mutsa.
Cultivated roots and wild roots.
That's next, go weiter. Next one. Right. That's karshinin. Go ahead. So what's karshinin?
He says, coriander.
I don't know what it is. I don't know.
An Egyptian lesson.
And the harmutza, the last hamitri, the harmutza. What's meant harmutza?
Gourd.
Yeah.
And remutza.
Yeah, oh, they don't touch it.
Different species of.
They don't gourd. Want to touch it. Okay.
What's gourd?
Gourd of melons.
A melon?
Certain types of melons. But a pomegranate. Bring the gemara with you. Yes, I'm going to show you. Right. Einam kelayim, they're not kelayim zeb zeb.
Go to the Jewish History Museum, they might know what it is.
Okay. Einam kelayim zeb zeb. So the gemara makes a diak. Chazeres, what's the diak? Chazeres, the chazeres galen. Oh, this is in.
Yeah.
That's not klein, but it's mashma chazeres with ulshin. Chazeres ulshin lo is klein. Stira, you told me you can take all five things in the Mishnah and you can mix them. Here it's mashma. You can't. The Gemara is v'chitim. You will tell me kul b'chadei. The Gemara is v'chitim. You will tell me kul b'chadei. The Gemara is that's not the pshat in the Braisa. When the Braisa says that it's not klein zebze, it doesn't mean pears. It means take all of the things listed in the Braisa and mix it together. It's a mutter. It's not a problem. That's ridiculous. The Gemara is that's not true. But the Omar Rav Zugos claim the correct Shah in the Braisa is Zugos pairs. That two things together is not Kalayim, but if you go with everything together, it is Kalayim. So we have a Stira. Here it's very clear. Only Zugos does not climb. But if you mix everything together, it's going to be climb. And above it says, if you take everything together, it's not going to be climb. So we have a contradiction. The Gemara says, "My Nizram the Omar Rav." It means Nizram Kil Chosn. What it means over here is that you have all five things in the Mishnah, and they can be planted Baruga Achas. It does not mean you can mamish put it mamish Bevas Achas in one little square inch. What it means is you can plant them in one arug, in one garden patch, according to the laws that are stated in Masechta Kelayim. And what are the laws there? There's a law there that you have a garden patch that's 6 tefachim by 6 tefachim. You can plant 6 different types of seeds.
Right.
One on five different types of seats. One on one type on the perimeter of each of the patch, and another seed right smack in the center. So the more answers. It means Nizroin Kihil Chasan. The Gemara says, that's what you're coming to tell me? That if you have five different types of vegetables, you can plant them in one garden patch if you follow the rules of Masechta Klayim? I don't need you to tell me that here in Masechta Pesachim. We know this in the Mishnah. Kihil Chasan Tanina. It's the Farish of Mishnah. It says in the Mishnah Aruga, the garden patch, Shehi Shishal Shishat Tzvachim, Zerin B'Seicha, you can plant within it, Chamisha Zir Oinin, five different types of seeds, Arba, four, Al Arba Ruchos, Haruka, on the four sides of the patch, Viachas, and one type of seed, Boemsa, in the center. So we know this. So what are you telling me over here that we do not already know? So Maris, I'm telling you a very chiddush, because Mahu, the same Hanimil Bezroin, that halacha Mesechta Kilayim was said concerning seeds. We're dealing here with
vegetable.
Morar. Morar is not a seed. Morar is a vegetable. I will be rokoy slow, kamash mulon, that you can even plant five different types of vegetables in the same configuration listed in the Mesechta Kilayim. So the Gemara says, Lememra, does that mean to say the Roka Salima Mizram? Does that mean to say that we need Mesechta Pesachim to supplement what it says the Mesechta Kilayim? Because if not for this Chiddush, we would not know that you can do so, because we would think that vegetables are more chomor than seeds.
Right.
Seeds don't are not yoinig. They're not so demanding. They're not so aggressive. So if you have seeds, you can plant one, two, three, four, five. But a vegetable is aggressive. It's yoinig. So the plant vegetables, I would think you can't do, because it's going to be yoinig one from the other. Kamashim along, Mesechta Pesachim, it's okay. Remember, the Yerokos Alima, they are more powerful, Mizroim, the Otnan, it's Pumfakert. Pumfakert, seeds are worse. The Otnan, Kol Mine Zroim, Ein Zroim Beruga Achas. Kol Mine Yerokos Zroim Beruga Achas. In other words, well, the way Rashi explains this, Chigalis, when it says in Mesechta Kilayim that you're allowed to plant different types of Zeroim along the perimeter of an Aruga, in Mesechta Kilayim it's referring to vegetables. And the word Zera that is used in Mesechta Kilayim is a loose word. It doesn't mean literally seeds, it means vegetables. But to plant mamish seeds, things that are called Zeroim seeds, like grain, it's Asur. It's Enochnami. Because Zeroim are more chomor than vegetables. Zeroim, grains, and the like, are more aggressive than vegetables. And Enochnami, when the Mishnah of Sechel Chaim says you can plant five different things, referring really to vegetables, not to seeds. So what then is the Mishnah here in the Sechel Pesachim, the Gemara in the Sechel Pesachim teaching that we do not already know? Here in the Sechel Pesachim, we're clearly dealing with vegetables, and vegetables are less chomor than the seeds. And in fact, in the Sechel Chaim, when it says you can plant five, it's referring specifically to vegetables. So the question returns, what are you teaching me here in this Masechta that we do not already know from Masechta Kilayim? So, you can't plant seeds. So the Gemara says, let me explain to you the Chiddush. Mahu the same, you know what the Chiddush is? You may be misled to believe that Moror is not in halacha called a vegetable. Maybe lettuce and endives and horseradish, maybe there are in halacha called seeds, zeroim. Okay, it's a very complicated classification. We maybe are brainwashed already to know what everything is. But the Gemara is saying, you know, you have two different terms. You have to forget all of your worldly knowledge. There's a term called a zera, and there's a term called a yorok. it's not so clear what fits into which category. If not for this Gemara Masechta Pesachim, you may be misled to believe that all of the five things listed in the Mishnah are in the category of Zeroyim. And now that we know that Zeroyim are more chomer than vegetables, you would not be allowed to plant all the different types of Moror in one garden patch along the perimeter and one in the center. Because Moror are Zeroyim, and Zeroyim cannot be planted in this configuration. So that's exactly what the Chiddush of here is that Moror is not Zeroyim, Moror is a Yorok, and a Yorok can be planted. So the Moror's answer is not the same, no, it's not a Zerok, no, it's not. The Gemara says, what? Zeroyim sal gedaitoch? What kind of answer is this? You're telling me that there's a half a meaning to be misled to the chosah? Lettuce is a zera. Come on now. Lettuce is a vegetable. Who are you fooling? Zeroyim sal gedaitoch v'yotinam yirokois. It says beferish the Mishnah, yirokois. The Brisa says the word yarok. It says yarok. B'tonim makapar yirokois. B'tonim b'mishmul yirokois. Three different tanoim. When they presented the list, you chose the word yarok. So what are you telling me with this havamina? The Gemara says, no. Chazeres, it's tzvichalei. Maybe when they said the word yarok, they were referring to the other four. They were referring to the tamcha. So that's why you have a very big problem. We teach tamcha a horseradish. Really, horseradish is a vegetable? I guess it is. It's a root. Yeah. It's really more like a zera, right?
No,
I don't know. So that's why you see everything. You're getting everything. Every type of mara. It's not.
It is a green top.
Would you call it a vegetable? I don't know. I guess so. But yeah, that's why it's not. All of these translations are very schwach, because you get into problems no matter how you turn. That's why some people like to have all different types of mara. You cover all ground. Okay, right. So mara says chazeres itzrichle. The only one, maybe when it said yorok, that was referring to the other four. But chazeres itzrichle. It's sadach. I mean, the whole sefer list lahakshay since. Lettuce. If you let it sit in the ground, it becomes hard like a rock. Nesiv lo ravcha tvei. So even though it's taka vegetable, okay, no one's denying that. But maybe since it gets very, very hard and large, maybe it does not follow the rule of the configuration of five in one garden patch of six tvachim by six tvachim. This that we learned in Masechta the Kelayim, that you're allowed to plant five different types of vegetables around an area of 6 by 6, that was said only with regard to small little vegetables. But chosa, the groisa vegetable of chazeres, maybe that's so big, maybe that we're not allowed to plant in a small configuration. So I'll give you an example. I will show you that there are exceptions to the rule of five vegetables in one garden patch. Lav Amar Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Chanina Kelach Shel Kruv, cabbage. Right? Kruv is, what's kruv? Kruv is
cabbage,
a stalk of cabbage. Shehuksha, which became hard. Marchivin Loi Beis Roiva. You have to give it a larger area. How do they touch Roiva?
The stalk of cabbage that became hard.
Yeah.
We expand the empty space required for it.
Quarter of a?
We expand the empty space required for it.
Marchivin le base Roiva. How do they touch base Roiva?
Oh,
Rashas. Malcolm's Rias Roiva Kaf.
Oh, yes. The area which other species may not be.
A quarter of a calf. Okay. Sort of measure. You have to give more space. So maybe just like when it comes to a kruv, you have to give more space. Maybe when it comes to chosa, chazeres, you have to give more space. Alma, so we see, Kevon, the Sefer Lahakshos, Yavin Le'i Ravchotzei. I would think in the Havamina, We should treat chazeres like kruv and demand more space. Kamash mulam, you don't. Kamash mulam, that's the maskon. That is the Gemara's maskon. That's the chiddush of the Gemara Masechta Pesachim. The memra is that you can take all the five different types of maror and you can plant them in one aruga, in one garden patch, six tefachim by six tefachim, four on the perimeter of the box and one in the center, because they're vegetables, and that's exactly what it says in the Mishnah Masechta Klein, that a vegetable you can plant in this configuration, it's not called zroim, and even though it's pashit, it's not so pashit, because you might think that being that the chos, the chazeres, one of the five things is lettuce, and lettuce becomes very hard and big, maybe it needs more space, it should be just like kruv, which is not follow the rules set in Masechta Klein, you need to give it more space, maybe we should give it more space, kamash, we don't need to give it more space, it is fine. Right, next one. You can be yotze with this maror, whether it's moist or hard. This that it says hard or soft, that's only referring to the stalk. Okay, so you have five different types of maror. The maror has a stalk and has leaves. This that it says hard or soft is only the stalk. Avol be'olin. If you want to use the leaves of the lettuce, then lachin in, only if they're soft, not if they're hard, yivashin loy. Oh, that's not the pshat, because the Tani says it's the same of the kelach shalem, but it says then the b'raisa, first it says, bein lachin min koshin. And then it goes on to say, and you can use the kelach shalohen. So since the first time the kelach is introduced is after we've already described the bein lach, bein lach, bein kosher. So it's mashma that when we were discussing soft or hard, we have not yet arrived at the kelach. So that means that's telling us the leaves can be soft or hard. And then we go on, we discuss the stalk. So what's going on? So mechlad reish al olin, the Gemara says, no, it's not. The way Aslam Shah in the Mishnah is that when it says in the Mishnah, kelach, that's a perish on what it said in the beginning of the Mishnah, soft or hard. Perish kemechavet. When we learned this halacha, ben lachem ben yivashin, that's a kelach. But the implication is, but the leaves only if they are soft. Meisah sekasha, we learn the brayso yaitzim, b'hamim yaitzim hen. You can be yaitzim them with kelach shalhen. You can be yaitzim bohen. All the different types of maror, which is stam, which includes the leaves, uvi kelach shalhen. And now it says ben lachem ben yivashin, the remeir. So here we see a machlokes across the board. The lach and yovesh is both to the stalk and to the leaves. V'sharim when agrees to yoytzim, you can be yoytzim kimushin if they're withered, if they're very shvach, you haven't worn them, they're very weak. Avloy kimushin, but if they're pickled in vinegar, is not. V'loy shlukin overcooked. V'loy mevushalim. Kol shaldav kol sheyesh by tamara yoytzim mechem kol sheyesh by tamara yoytzim mechem. But what do we want to see here? We see over here that pashtus, the translation of the words that the rabbana may they argue concerning bein yiveishin, bein lachin, both for the kelach and the olin. Not like we learned before, only the olin. The Gemara says, "Nakash tagma kelach in chanami, tagma kelach." No, you have to be creative in the way you translate this machlokes. When it says here bein lachin, bein yiveishin, the machlokes Rabbi Meir and the Chacham, you have to be creative in vatayich. They're coming to argue only concerning the kelach. But the olin, you only can use it when it's soft. You can't use the leaves if they are hard. Right? Then about any yetsim hamel kamushin. Well, then you can't use if it's kamushin. If it's kamushin stira. We learned before kamushin is good. Here it says it's no good. Engel kamushin. Mishum avodas Rabbi Yisrael gomer yetsim hamel kamushin. Oh, you can't. So we have machloikas. Scary, we have machloikas. We said before kamushin is machloikas. Some say no. You can't use if it's kamushin. Right? Bora baruchama mashi yetsim mashi. Okay, so we discussed this yesterday at great length when it came to matzah. Can you use matzah ma'aser sheni? What's the problem yesterday? There are two issues.
This is
the Svein Yanin. Erste Sache is, it's not yours. It belongs to Hashem, right? It belongs to the Bnei Shalom. Mishum Gevay Kazachu. So that's not a problem. That's only one man diyama. We follow the shita that Ma'aseh Sheni, it's your property. And matzah, why matzahs be yours? It doesn't say lochem my matzah. What was the answer? Gezerah shava, lechem to truma. Truma arisoy say chem. It says lechem. We have a drush, you have to know that you say. You can't walk away from the davening and then you say it. Matzahs be lochem. Matzahs be lochem. Why? Gezerah shava to truma. When you go to as a guest, people do this. When you go as a guest, if you're a guest by someone's seder, there are some people that are nizer that the balabaya should be makne the matzah to the guest because it's a din lochem.
Many people bring their own matzahs.
Yeah. In Eretz Yisrael, people, unfortunately, people can't afford. It's a very big expense. What?
Like by the law?
Yeah. Yeah, din lochem. So the assumption, you don't have to, the assumption is, if you're my guest, the assumption is I'm giving you all of your needs, your tzrachim. The tzrachim I'm giving you is that you should be yetzer the mitzvah, it's a blubber posture, it's assumed that that I'm giving you the matzah for you to eat. That's the assumption. So you don't have to do it. It's a chumrah, it's a briska chumrah. It's a briska chumrah, you go to someone's house, you're a guest, they should mak me the matzah, should be din lochem. Why? Why? Because the din of gzeirah shava lechem to truma. Okay, so that's now it comes to ma'aseh sheni, is it yours? Machloikas. One time it says no, ma'aseh sheni it's mishul gavoykazok. It's not yours, no good. Okay, that's we don't pass like that. We pass then it's taka yours. What was the big issue yesterday's daf? B'chol moishvay seichem. And where do you ma'aseh sheni? Only Yerushalayim. So you can't be Yotze. How could you eat matzah, ma'aseh sheni, but it's not b'chol moishvay seichem? So what was the answer? We said yesterday, hoyel. Hoyel, if I'm a tameh, the ma'aseh sheni, I can be poide it, and I can eat the ma'aseh, b'chol moishvay seichem. Good, that was yesterday. So now, what about moror? Does Mora have the same din? Do you say all the same lomdas? You say by Masi, you say this. Let's think about the Moses. Here you go. So, boy, remember, come on, Moshe, so don't you think of us in Moshe, 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 because Mara has to be eaten together with Karm Pesach. So Mara, you Mara alone, surely is going to be good. B'zman hazeh, Mara is d'rabbanan. Mara is only d'raisa when you have a Karm Pesach. You have a Karm Pesach, Mara is d'rabbanan. Kiti, bro, l'chalib, d'rabbi, yoyisi aglili. What's the shayla? My matzah, so my recently holds that you can't be yoyitza, because it's shulchan gavoya. So my matzah, d'raisa, my. Matzah, master raitzah, who do loyd nothing. I have a more drabonon nothing. More is only drabonon. You could be yoytzim. Oy dilma, since the pasuk is makish, al matzah is merem yochlu. Right? We're makish matzah tomorrow. So the kind of drabonon is not even tomorrow, even when you have a current Pesach. Call the takinu drabonon, kein der raitzah tikun. Omarova, or machmir. We're machmir, mistav, matzah, moro.
They're the same.
If you hold like a biyosi, that you're not yaitz with matzah, ma'aseh sheni, you're not yaitz with moro, ma'aseh sheni either.